How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again, Tommy.
What are we doing?
Dresses, tuxedos, limos, corsages. The kids are getting ready for their proms and their balls. And it's a lot of pressure on mom and dad.
Oh, God.
It's a ton of pressure on these kids.
Yeah.
I mean, Tommy, it's a night that's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a final goodbye for some of these kids to a major part of their life.
Yeah.
So you want everything to go well. And a big part of that can be who you are going with.
Yeah.
Not every kid is going to have an easy time finding someone to go with.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where the issue here begins.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, listen to me, please.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be very careful.
Let's be delicate.
Like, keep this as anonymous as possible.
All right.
Because I have a friend of mine that I recently ran into.
Okay.
And he has a 15-year-old daughter. So she is not quite old enough to go to junior prom.
Okay.
But she has been asked to go to junior prom.
Okay.
By her cousin.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Like, is just like a friendly,
like, I just need somebody to go with, or does he have, is he interested in
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I don't have any of the detail.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, how far apart cousins are we talking?
Yeah, we like first, second, third.
Okay, here's what
country cousins.
Not that that makes it any better.
Kissing cousins.
All right, so
a little confused.
FDR and Eleanor. I mean, how far back are we going?
They were like fifth cousins. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so my buddy tells me his wife went to their daughter 2 weeks ago after getting a call from her sister. So that'd be first cousins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
So this isn't like a cousin. This is a cousin you are directly related to.
Yeah, this is straight up.
Yeah.
So he said that his sister-in-law's child, and he put it this way, and I'm not crapping on a kid here. He said that he is socially awkward and not very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that his mother, my buddy,
they should fix it.
My buddy's sister-in-law
was
worried he was not going to find a date to the prom. My buddy's sister-in-law asked his wife if their daughter would go to prom with her kid, her cousin. And according to my buddy, his wife agreed without consulting him or their daughter.
Wait, so they did this all behind, just the parents pulled this move. And then what, present it to him?
Yep.
How does that even work,
all right,
man?
So the way he described it, he said, okay, so he said his wife kind of asked their daughter, who didn't like the idea.
Yeah.
But by the end of the conversation, it was essentially, you're going to go, and we will find a way to compensate you for your time.
All right.
So here's the thing. This cousin.
This is going down a creepy road, bro.
This cousin lives like 45 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's going to know anyone else.
Okay.
And I mean, it's not like when she walks in the room, she has to yell, I'm his cousin,
right,
if that's something she's concerned about, right? She also doesn't have to tell anyone she knows that she's going to prom with her cousin around here, but she would be going to prom with her cousin. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
My buddy does not like this idea.
I don't blame him.
He thinks it's very weird. He doesn't think it's fair to his daughter. But he also doesn't want to step in and cause a problem because everyone in the family has a soft spot for this awkward kid, himself included.
He
loves the kid, and he doesn't want to cause family issues with his wife and her sister.
Mm.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the weirdest, how weird is this prom situation?
Oh, I'm putting it up around a 12.
So you, okay.
Because I don't even know how this helps the kid who's awkward. Like, I think it actually compounds the situation. Like, it'd be better for him not to go or to go by himself than to do this that is forced by the parents.
Okay, so you never went to a prom or a ball?
No. So we used to have these, because I went to that super Christian school. They had these banquets where you just basically ate and went home.
Okay. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, when you think I'm wrong here, I want you to tell me. All right? I get where you're coming from here, right? But I think there is also a kind of person, and I don't blame a teenager for being this way. You want to have this experience.
Yeah.
You want people to look at you as like, oh, wow, I didn't see him that way. And you want to be there, but you can't be there by yourself. So asking your cousin would be the only way to pull this off. And to be fair, the way my buddy, now that I'm thinking about it, the way he described it, I don't know if the kid said, I should ask my cousin, or if it was the mom's idea to begin with.
Yeah.
She. This could also be mom just wanting pictures in like a normal situation, quote. Yeah,
but it's almost like paid.
Are going to be weird. I think the pictures would be the weirdest part of it all.
Yeah, how do you explain that 10 years down the road?
Don't kiss her with tongue.
Okay. But it's almost like she's a paid escort.
Kind of.
Because basically they're saying like, if you do this, we'll do something for you.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is also kind of weird, man, because now we're getting into a whole other area.
You're right.
Like escort service.
I mean, I guess I could see it maybe wouldn't be as weird if these two kids were super, because I know people that grew up really close to like their cousins, almost to the point where they were like siblings or best friends. So I guess I wouldn't see it as weird if you just wanted your cousin to like come and keep you company, have a fun time. Like, I just want you to come with me because this is going to be a fun event. But it would be weird to invite your cousin to pose as a date to trick people.
Okay, because but here's
you
the
know
thing.
What I mean.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
What it sounds to me is like they just want him to look like he has a date, not so much like we want him to go with somebody.
Okay, but there's two ways to look at proms and balls, and the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. There's the Tommy way, or as like romantic.
Yeah.
Right. There's also can be the social way of folks who just you know. I'm going to find someone to go with and have a good time. There's nothing romantic about this in any way.
Friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to a party.
Yeah.
All right.
And maybe this kid doesn't have close enough friends where he's got someone like that to go do it. I mean, if this was, Kimmy, just a social thing, to your point, it would just be like hanging out with your cousin for the night.
That's what I mean.
Right?
Like, if you grew up together, you're like best friends. But again, it would be weird to take a sibling, too. So I don't know.
Take a sibling. That'd be weird.
But let me ask you this. So let's say this happens and the kids go. And then the kid starts looking at her like a date.
You think he's going to put a move on his cousin?
Not so much a move, but like something. But by the way, who's to say? You don't have any control over this.
Okay.
So let's say in his head, he's socially awkward. You forced him into this situation with a cousin, and all of a sudden he starts to have feelings. That's a possibility. You're at a prom. Everybody's dancing. Everybody's dressed up. You're enjoying yourself.
What, you felt up your cousin at prom, which is one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
Felt up my cousin at the prom. Pastor said, son, that's just wrong.
Hey, how about this? If you're my buddy, your dad, you have to pull your nephew aside. But hey, no funny business today.
Right, but
I got a shotgun. You don't want to know where.
Oh. I'll shoot family. Oh. But I mean, that's a possibility. Not that anything would go very far, but. You just don't know with kids.
I hadn't thought about that.
What if your daughter wanted to? Like, she
like
felt
kinda,
like she was doing... Yeah, like, yeah, you
it's
know, I'll go
work.
Keep them company.
It is.
Yeah, but...
I feel like I could help them be social, or she feels like she's helping in a way.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, of course. Why would you not want that? If she's cool with it, cool. I don't know.
I could see a parent still not wanting their kid to do that just out of fear of judgment from other parents.
Yeah, but again, screw them. Who cares? What does it matter? I mean, if your kid is... Your kid being comfortable, I think, is the most important thing. And again, I'm just getting one side of the story here, and my buddy is weirded out. Again, if you're just joining us, 252-WCMF, friend of mine has a daughter. She's 15. She's not old enough for prom yet. She has a cousin who is, he described to me as socially awkward, like 45 minutes away from here. The cousin's mom called his wife and asked if their daughter would go to prom with her cousin.
Yeah.
So she is going to prom with her cousin, and the mother, his wife, agreed to this. Before talking to him or the kid.
That's amazing.
And the kid was hesitant. By the end of the conversation, the mother essentially told her, you're going to go and you will be compensated for your time. Kimmy?
Yeah.
You have cousins that live in New Jersey?
Yes.
Would you have done this for a cousin?
No, that would have been weird because these were cousins that I only saw like once or twice a year.
Oh, so you're kind of attracted to them?
No, so I'm saying like it wasn't like we grew up close where I would even have any awareness of their school situation. I don't know. I think I would have felt funny traveling to go do that.
So if your cousin who you really liked, did you get along with them?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say he calls you up and he goes,
we didn't spend like a ton of time with them.
He calls you up. He goes, listen, Kimmy, I'm supposed to go with my girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. We broke up 2 weeks before. Everyone else has got a date. I like hanging out with you. You're a lot of fun. Would you be my date to prom? We'll take care of everything. You just got to come down. You would have said no?
I probably would have felt pressured to go and do that. I would have wanted to say no, though.
Would you have kissed him on the mouth?
No.
All right. No tongue.
No cousin kissing.
Would you have gone with your cousin if they asked?
I don't think
your dad would have absolutely set this up, by the way.
All I could think of is my dad the whole time because he was so weird about this crap.
For those who don't know, Tommy's dad, while Tommy was single, how old were you?
I was a kid. Like, I wasn't married yet to my first wife.
Okay.
And he's like, you should go out with your cousin Joni. People from Auburn. I'm like, no, man, she's my cousin. Oh, back in the old. And he starts doing that back in the old country. Yeah, that's why you all look like that.
You know, like.
Bread banging.
Going back to this whole kid, because I don't know who to feel for the worst here.
The girl, for me.
Well, but what if this, because my buddy had said he doesn't know how his nephew feels about it, right? It's possible that this entire thing was set up by his wife and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And he did mention to me that his sister-in-law has a bit of a controlling streak in her.
Obviously.
And we all know those parents, right? Like, there is this very strange culture around prom. Like moms and dads who take control for the sake of their own memories.
Well, it's almost like a wedding. It's like a mini wedding, really.
You're right. I mean, Kimmy,
a lot that goes into it.
I mean, there are people that'll hire professional photographers before the night starts. They'll throw a borderline reception.
Yeah, there's a limo. There's the photos in the backyard.
They will have itineraries down to like the minute where everyone will be and what everyone will do.
Dinner out.
Kimmy, did you have those parents when you were a kid?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, my senior ball, my mom and my dad, they blew the whole thing off, not knowing what it was.
Yeah.
And I get to this house in Irondequoit, and there's music, and there's a tent in the backyard, and there are parents sipping on champagne. Like, it was like, you know those moments in your life where you have culture shock? Like, I didn't know that. It was one of those things where I walked in, and I had no idea, as a 17-year-old kid, like, this was even a thing.
People do this.
Yes, and I had known these kids my whole, 4 years going to Aquinas, right? And it's like, whoa! And my dad found out there was free booze. He was pissed he missed it.
I think it really hurts the girl here because I think prom is probably more important to a girl.
Not her prom, though.
Yeah,
it's his prom.
But this is her first prom experience.
Okay.
And you've kind of like taken that away from her. Like, her first prom experience should be the traditional prom that she's envisioned in her head since she's a little girl. You've taken that away from her.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
I think when it's not your prom, you're probably just excited to go to a different prom. You know what I mean?
Even
like,
maybe
not this one so much. But, like, if you were a 15-year-old girl and you were asked to somebody else's prom, it would be a big deal. Like, but not to the point where, like, you're stressing over it because you're not with all your friends. You're not with your normal group. You know what I mean? It's not really – the focus isn't so much on you if it's not your prom.
So you don't think it would hurt her emotionally?
No.
Unless her cousin breaks her heart.
And they will.
My cousin broke my heart is my second favorite Ribs Argus.
Cousin broke my heart when I ripped that fart when we was in a tight limo.
Jacob writes us on Instagram.
Should have had all that calamari.
Go ahead.
Jacob writes, my parents thought it was awesome that I was getting asked to senior ball and junior prom as an eighth grader.
Eighth grader?
Ooh,
just
because
she
young.
Was a chick, question mark? Okay. Small school, maybe?
Wait, what? How old are you in eighth grade?
13. So it'll be 13 and 16, 13 and 17.
That's a child.
Yeah. It is interesting because you're, I mean, Jacob's right. If you flipped that and made it a 13-year-old girl and a 17-year-old boy.
You're middle school, high school.
Yeah, that's like Appalachia.
There.
Yeah.
I do worry for this girl in this email only because.
Oh, no. It's not an email. It's a buddy.
Your buddy. Sorry. I don't know what I'm supposed to say and what I'm
No, you, well, I've been saying it's my buddy the whole time.
No, I know. Because are you I would worry she'd be there and not know what role to play. Like, am I supposed to tell people I'm your cousin? Am I supposed to lie and just say I'm an acquaintance? Like, do I have to pretend to be somebody I'm not? You know, what are our guidelines here?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that would be an awkward conversation to have because you can only have it with the kid.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have that with mom.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what do you want me to, who do you want me to say I am?
Well, no, you don't want to ask that because if the kid's like, I want you to say you're my girlfriend, then it opens up a Pandora's box of, oh, no. Yeah, I didn't think about that either.
Yeah, where'd you guys meet? Well, way back.
Yeah.
you wouldn't believe.
No, okay.
I also wouldn't want to tell people where I actually go to school. I know it's further away, but I probably wouldn't want to reveal that if I'm embarrassed.
And what if you also, some people, relatives look like, they look like each other. Like, you might have the same basic face and features as your cousin because you're that close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't think about that either. All right.
It is a bad man.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, we don't know if this kid wants it. Again, if it's just a hanging out for the night to have someone to go with situation.
Okay.
Is it a massive no-no setting your child up with anybody? Like, take cousin out of it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
So you don't think it ever works?
It never works.
Well, okay, I mean, but again, let's say it's a situation. Let's take cousin out of it, right? Neighbor down the street or someone, you know, you work
with. Your
kids
grew up together.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, your mom calls. Hey, my son needs a date to prom. Mm-hmm. Would your daughter be interested in going? That's a no-no?
I guess it takes some of the pressure off your kid directly asking this other kid. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So in that way, it's good. If that kid doesn't want to go, it's easier for them to say no.
Okay.
It's easier for them to say no to their mom, and then she relays the message versus if this person directly reaches out.
All right, but let's talk about that.
The meddling.
Past the meddling. The whole saves having to say no, saves having to ask somebody. I don't know what it's like to be a girl being asked out and how uncomfortable that situation can be.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, everything's a life lesson, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, Kimmy, wouldn't it be good to have an opportunity where your kid stands up and says, I appreciate it, but I don't think this is something I want to do? Like, you have to learn that skill with men you're not interested down the road, or else you're going to end up going out with every dick that asks you out, right?
I guess, but I don't know if most teenagers are going to do that.
So you think that most teenage girls would just say yes?
They'd be like, oh, sure, I'll go as your friend. They friend zone you.
Gotcha.
And they'd rather do that than say no and be mean for the most part. I'm sure that there are girls that have no problem saying no to your face.
No, like, I mean, Tommy, one of the most important things you will teach your son, and I guess it's more complicated now than it was for your dad, is how to ask a woman out.
Maybe how to navigate, yes.
Maybe you don't teach it, but, like, you know, I would think that asking someone else on my son's behalf would be stunting their growth.
Yeah, you're taking that away from them.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Meddling parents suck. It never works. Leave these kids alone.
Hey, yes. Parents!
Right?
Yeah, you know, I don't disagree. But then again, I mean...
Because, like, my wife has an idea of how this is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to go that way.
Okay.
And when that happens, she's going to be pissed. And I don't know who she's going to take it out on, but I'm guessing it's going to be the guy standing there.
Yeah, but look, I don't disagree with you, but the counterpoint, I mean, we all know those socially awkward, sweet kids, right?
Like, but they get through it, man.
Do they?
They do.
No, I mean, I do feel for this kid. I do. Like, I don't know how much he's involved. I mean, I want
but
him.
But think about this. Now, when you got a kid, he's socially awkward. As he ages, there's so many more vehicles and places for him to go now. There's social media, right? There's support groups. There's militias. He'll find his way.
Yeah, I think you proved the point why maybe his cousin needs to go to prom with him.
But he'll find leadership skills.
Let's take a break.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's more money than you can ever imagine having.
Yeah.
And if you handle it right, not only could you live out your fantasy life, your kids would never have to work a day in their lives.
Screw that, bro.
One man walked right into this money one day after a totally unexpected event. But like with everything in life, there's a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very possible this man's life will never be the same. Even though looking at this guy, just looking at him, you'd have no idea.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. And we'd like to start by thanking loyal break room listener Mike for bringing this story to our attention.
Oh, okay.
A man is $50 million richer this morning after winning a lawsuit against Starbucks.
Oh, ooh. Wait. Damn.
$50 million.
All right.
So according to the Post, this man was going through the drive-thru and he ordered a tea.
First mistake.
Okay, so they... Tommy hates tea for some reason.
I hate when people order it out.
Why?
It's such a base-ass drink to spend money on.
Well, I know, but if you're not home and you want a tea...
Go home!
So the man was getting his drink through the window in a drink carrier, and the drink was not fastened into the drink carrier.
All right, they didn't secure it.
Yep, you got it. The tea spilled.
Oh.
When the barista was passing the drink through the window, the lid came off. The tea spilled right on his crotch.
Oh, so he got scalded.
All over his genitals. And the resulting injuries were not good. This man's lawyer says he has suffered permanent and life-changing damage.
Holy crap.
The burns were so bad.
How bad were they?
He needed skin grafts.
On his balls?
On his genital area.
So his shaft and balls.
I don't know if it's his penis. I don't know if his balls.
Is Earl Grey.
But it said he needed skin grafts in his genitals.
Man,
where do you get that skin from?
Because
it's got to be right.
I don't know, man. Maybe cadaver dong?
Cadaver dong?
Same thing.
Okay.
I call them cadavers.
Because it would have to look like a... It would have to look like when you get a really nice jacket, but you got those elbow patches. It just, you can't pull it off, man.
His lawyer says his genitals have been permanently disfigured.
Oh.
And because of that, he has been given $50 million.
Damn.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
No one wants this type of pain.
No.
No one wants, and again, I quote, disfigured genitals.
Mm.
However, I gesture my hand to the $50 million.
Yes.
Tommy, would you trade your genitals for $50 million.
Right now?
Right now.
Yes.
So you're willing to...
I'll tell you why. I am pushing 66 years old.
Okay.
And there isn't much sensation left in my crank. Like, you could strike a match on it, right?
So really, if you spilled this tea, you wouldn't even know you did it.
I may not know for a week.
You would not!
Bro, I'm telling you, right? I am so... As you age, and you know... guys are rough with their penises, right?
Yeah, we don't take care of them.
No, you treat it like a winter beater, right? So, like...
Got chains on it?
Yeah, I mean, my crank's been banged up for years. So, like, my crank and ball area, I don't have a lot of sensation left.
Okay.
So, I think...
So, you're fine with being a little patchy?
I don't even... Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing. But
my penis at my age is gross.
Because we're not saying...
It looks
like
driftwood.
We're not saying it wouldn't work anymore. We're just saying, like, you're going to have some...
I don't know.
And the initial pain, the shock and the pain.
Okay, look, here's the thing. We don't know if it still functions. We don't know what it looks like.
Right.
Because it could, I mean, it said permanently disfigured. So it's possible that this guy takes his pants down in front of somebody and there would be, like, you know, Phantom of the Opera shock. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
He's even got a little mask for it on one side.
Yeah. No, but, like, as a young man, no.
So, okay, give me the age you would have decided you would trade... The way your penis looks and works for $50 million.
Probably a pair of fives.
55.
55.
55.
Because it still gives you enough time to enjoy that money.
Yeah, and you've also had a pretty good run with your crank at 55.
Now,
and nobody wants a 55-year-old crank at this point.
Now, you're thinking very selfish here, though, because you're thinking just
always
for you.
Always do.
Now, you are a married man.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I don't understand it, I'm sure your wife enjoys intimacy with you.
Sure.
Okay. Her feeling about this wouldn't factor in any way?
Like, bro,
what?
I don't know. She's enjoying $50 million.
I walk in with $50 million, man.
I don't think
Are
she
you
cares
kidding me?
What it looks like.
Yeah. I could have an implant on my head.
I think you're underestimating physical intimacy and how important that is in a relationship.
Yeah, but I think especially
what do they all want?
I think that money speaks bottom for line. Itself.
It's bottom line cash, man.
Okay.
You can find other ways of intimacy. It's going to affect you more than it affects her,
yeah, you
put
can
it that
lick,
way.
Suck, and touch, man. Well, trust me, you can get around it. What? Is that all right?
Yeah, fine.
Well, I didn't say what.
No, you said exactly what.
No, things.
And by the way, if you're doing it around it, you're not doing it right. You
well,
just get a book
had to go around it because of the patch.
Okay, anyway.
No, man, you take that $50 million because that is so game-changing, man. It does. Nothing else matters because whatever you need, you now can have.
Okay. Look, man.
And at my age, I don't need it for long.
We have seen studies that the older couples get, the more physical intimacy becomes important to them. I really think
But I guess what we're saying is it wouldn't eliminate that.
Right.
You can find ways around it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We're talking about a man who was just awarded $50 million from Starbucks in a lawsuit after, according to a story in the Post, he was getting tea. The tea was not put into the drink carrier deep enough.
Mm.
The tea spilled right into his crotch. The burns were so bad, he needed skin grafts on his genitals. His lawyer says his genitals have been permanently disfigured. Because of that, he got all this money. But they do say his life has been permanently altered because of it. We don't know the age of this man, and that would factor into the whole thing. $50 million for your genitals. Kimmy, now I know these are not your genitals we're talking about.
Yeah.
Right? You're telling me right now.
Yep.
If you had the choice to push a button and spill tea on your husband's genitals to the point where they were disfigured and maybe wouldn't work, for $50 million, you would push that button.
Yeah, and I think he'd be mad at me if I didn't push that button.
I would like to talk to him about it first. I think you're underestimating how mad he would be.
Well, you're going to be mad. It's not going to be comfortable, but you do get that $50 million afterwards.
Do you hear this right here? find out.
That would, I mean, that would change our lives.
Forever.
How do you know he wouldn't upgrade with that $50 million?
I tell you, he's taking that money.
You think your husband would trade his penis for $50 million? Oh my God.
Think of what an NFL player puts their bodies through to make that kind of money. Because you would have to be a pretty elite player to hit $50 million, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Think about that. Think of the pain daily. This is one shot, you're done.
All right, to your point, if we're going to do math for normal people, right? Because, I mean, you know, we can't even relate to making NFL money. All right, so the average American salary is around $60,000 a year.
Yes.
To make $50 million, the average American, without spending a dime nor paying any taxes, would have to work for 833 years.
Yes.
Most people listening, the last 20 generations of their family working, not spending a dime, wouldn't make that money.
Right.
So you're right. It would be handed to you. But the counterpoint, one, the physical intimacy, which we talked about. Yeah. How about the excruciating pain?
Yes, but it would be brief.
You don't know that. I don't know what having a burn like that is like for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Ah.
That's what it would sound like.
No, I mean. Look, being a working class person every single day is a very, very hard thing to do.
Bro, the abuse you put on your body just doing physical labor every day of your life.
Look, I agree with you. I agree with you. Right? So that would eliminate this. But, I mean, you have to admit, a penis is very important.
Very sensitive, very important.
No, I'm not talking sensitive. I'm talking just as...
It represents your man.
It is your mascot. It's your manliness mascot. Yeah. So for that to be altered in any way... Ah! I don't know if I could do this right now. Seriously. $50 million is a lot of money.
How old are you?
38.
Oh, you already got your kids.
Yeah, I got a vasectomy, so it doesn't even work the way it's supposed
right,
to.
Right, so go get cash out.
But like, I enjoy the physical intimacy with my wife. I don't want to lose
but
that.
I think you can still have
it. I would lose it on my side, possibly. What if it doesn't work?
It'll work. By the way, they'll figure out medically. They'll put something in there.
I love you keep saying that. Not the way things are going right now.
No, you can put the pump in
there. They just cut that facility.
Oh.
They sold the building.
Oh. You can put the pump in there. There's guys with the pump.
Okay, but again, like, yes, I understand that would work for your partner, but what about the physical sensation I would like to get from the love I have for my wife? I would lose that, possibly.
But think, waking up in your bed, that you have no financial worries. You've never experienced that.
No.
Nobody has.
No.
No, you can't. But you already had fun with your crank.
But that's the twilight zone of this, man. Like, yeah, like most men want all of the money so they could use their penis in any way they want to.
Yeah.
Now you have all of the money and potential no use of your penis.
You got more like a steamed penis. It's like a lobster.
Which, by the way, do not order that.
The steam penis?
The number 68?
Yeah.
Stay away from it. All right. Do we want to talk to a man or a woman first? We've got a lot of people on hold.
Well, I think this is a man situation. I think the men should have the first word.
This is a man situation.
Penis.
All right. We'll start with a gentleman. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. You're looking at it a little bit wrong skew here because of $50 million, you know, attorney's going to take a third.
There we
you're
go.
Gonna
take a third
of cash. There we go. So, $15 million, still a chunk of change. It's not $50 million.
Okay.
It's not really generational changing.
Well, Jim, no, we can't. Right, let's use taxes and lawyer's fee. Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to argue that's still going to change my life. Whether it's $50 million, $20 million, whatever. I don't have a million, so I'm still taking the $20 million.
Jim, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 60.
Oh, you're 60.
How much money are you worth right now, Jimmy?
I'd rather not say, but...
So it's that low.
Million.
All right, so Jimmy. Yeah. So Jimmy.
So 60 years, he hasn't hit $1 million. 60 years on this planet. He ain't worth $1 million after taxes.
Let me ask you this question, Jimmy. Would you trade your penis the way it looks and feels right now for $20 million?
No tax.
No. Well, that would be after taxes. No, you wouldn't.
Oh, well, no tax. No tax. See, that's different.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying.
Tax-free 20 mil
house.
Yeah,
after taxes, lawyer, you get 20 million. Would you trade your penis for $20 million?
Roger that.
So then why did you call, Jim?
Because it depends on the age. If I'm 30, I'm probably not going to. But I'm 60. I'm kind of in Tommy's league here, you know?
All right, so what age then? Tommy said 55 is the one where he would have given up the penis for the money. What age would you have given up your penis for $20 million?
45
to 50. So everything after 45 is just downhill, Jim.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for the call, buddy. I hate everybody. The taxes. What about
the-
I was waiting for it.
Everybody gets their cut.
But let's do the taxes. Let's do it with taxes. All right. So let's say you cut it in half. $25 million gone.
Yeah. Still taking it.
Okay. No matter how old you are, $10 million, you could live a fantasy life and never work again with $10 million. Yes. And you would still have $15 million to pass on to your next generation.
Absolutely.
And they would probably not have to work if they manage that money the right way. I don't know how to do that. I'm from Gates. But most, there are people that could tell you how to do that. All right. We see we started with men, and this was your fault.
Well, I just felt the guys deserved a break.
The taxes. 252 WCMF, again, we're talking about this man. He got a $50 million lawsuit award mint. Shut up. From Starbucks after the barista dumped a piping hot cup of tea on his genitals. He says burns were so severe, he needed a skin graft. Said this man's life is altered forever. His genitals are mangled. We don't know if they work.
Yeah.
$50 million for your penis. Rena's on CMF. Hey, Rena, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you got?
All right. So my fiance is 31, and I would be pissed if he didn't take it.
Okay, Rena, don't say that out loud.
I don't
Rena.
Want his old crank.
Okay.
I mean, there's other ways around it. I would be so upset if he chose his penis over the money.
Okay, Rena, let's have a discussion here. Can I ask you some personal questions? Do you mind?
Two.
Okay. So do you guys have any kids together?
No.
Okay. Do you enjoy sex with your fiance?
Yep.
Based on this call, that's a lie. Rena, do you think, so I asked Kimmy earlier, if you could press a button and make this happen to your fiance right now in exchange for the $50 million, would you press that button?
Yep.
Without asking him.
And not even thinking about it, man.
No, I mean, I know we've been together for 6 years now, so knowing him, he would immediately press the button.
Okay. All right. And you don't think that would have any effect on your relationship, the potential that you, I mean, I get, yes, there are other things you could do, but the pleasure would be different for him potentially, Rena. Like, he would not be able to fully enjoy your body.
I mean, he can use his eyes, so.
Okay. And Rena, you wouldn't worry that if he got the $50 million, and I mean this with all due respect, that there wouldn't be a potential upgrade down the road?
I mean, it depends on what we do with the money, you know?
What are you going to do, buy him a cage? Keep him in there? Rena, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, so this
we are willing to sacrifice your penis.
No, seriously, Dad, this is really making me scared.
No, but that's the way they think.
Well, you think the same way. You said do it.
Yeah, women do not like your penis. They think it's gross. They think it's ugly. That's why they want nothing really to do with your penis. That's why during sex, they can't hide it fast enough. They don't want to look at it. Okay. They want nothing. Women
it's
think
charm
it's
like
the,
that, everybody.
But women think that's the ugliest thing on your body.
No, and it is. I'm not arguing that the penis is attractive or not
so
attractive.
Burn, baby, burn is the way they feel.
No, I guess what I'm bothered by is it's not even the fact that the sex wouldn't continue to happen. I mean, that's bothersome. That's troublesome. You have no problem exposing your husband's fiancés to this unbelievable pain without even thinking about it. Like, I could not do that. If this was the opposite way around and I could press a button to pour tea on the most sensitive part of my wife's body, I would not even think about pressing that button.
Yeah.
You, Kimmy, and this woman, press it right now. Do it. Press it twice.
I think it's partly, too, we assume you would.
I wouldn't.
So I think that's why we're so nonchalant about, why wouldn't you want $50 million?
All right, all you ladies, listen, here's your homework for tonight. Go home and talk to your husband. If I pressed a button to drop scalding hot tea on your penis and mangled it for the rest of your life for $50 million, would that bother you? And I promise you, there will be at least a couple of seconds where he thinks about it, longer than you did.
Oh, yeah, because they already have some of that money spent.
252 WCMF. All right, let's take one more call.
All right.
Let's go with, we got a pair of mics. You want mic one or mic two?
Oh, Mike 2.
Mike 2? You always go with the second Mike. Mike 2, you got the last word on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Where are you buying tea so freaking hot? Burns your through your pants to your penis. You can't drink tea that hot.
Well, Starbucks is where he bought it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Well, that's the whole thing. They're serving 300-degree tea.
Well, okay, so there's a couple of things I can factor in here. One, we don't know the material of his pants, so the pants could have melted, which got into the skin, which is
ooh, yeah.
That's a big problem. Kimmy, your husband knows this with burns. What's that?
You'd have to be wearing no pants for it to do that much damage to your penis.
No, well, see, that wouldn't get the fabric of the pants in. Also, Mike, this story is not uncommon. There's the famous one from McDonald's in the 80s.
Yeah, that chick, she scalded her whole crotch.
There's another story, it also involved McDonald's, where a chicken nugget was so hot that it burned through someone's pants and scalded the inside of their leg, and they got a settlement for that, too.
This is why they have standards on how much temperature the tea has to be before you can serve it to a customer. You can't just serve a 300-degree.
Hey, no, it still happened. What are you bitching about?
There
it happened.
Whole, there was a lawsuit. There was evidence. There were pictures. There were doctors. What do you want, Mike?
The guy's a wuss. He's a wuss.
Okay, Mike, I'll ask you this question. How old are you, buddy?
I didn't see that going
60
this way.
60 years old.
Sig, would you trade your penis for $50 million?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what?
Every guy I talked to said the same thing.
This is the first one I agree with. Mike, trade that penis, buddy.
You got it. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great rest of your day.
There goes Mike. Mike, too. You picked Mike, too. You picked two calls. They were both terrible.
Taxes.
The taxes.
The taxes are
tea hot. Tea doesn't get that hot. The
temperature's wrong.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
You could have a serious debate about whether the Super Bowl or this is the premier American sporting event. I mean, look, it takes people over.
Yeah.
Entire weeks of work are lost because of this specific thing. Yet, for folks in this area, this sucks.
Yeah, nothing, huh?
Sucks long. Dang. Sucks hard.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tonight, officially, the NCAA tournament, men's basketball tournament, will start with the first four games.
This is like the play-in?
You got it.
All right.
Yep, so it's tonight and tomorrow with the two play-in rounds. Tonight, 6:40 on True TV.
Ooh.
St. Francis of Pennsylvania takes on Alabama State, the 2-16 seeds.
Bama State.
That's right. And then the 2-11 seeds, North Carolina, takes on San Diego State.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are your games this evening.
Wow.
So we talked last week about how Syracuse, not only being out of it, but being straight up terrible, takes all the fun out of the tournament around here. But now that all the conference tournaments are over, we know who's in. Tommy, there are literally no teams from our region.
No Bonnies, no Buffalo.
Bonnies is out. UB's is out. Canisius did not make it. Bonnies plays tonight in the NIT at home at 7 o'clock on ESPN.
Well, you know, that's the original tournament.
Here's what's weird.
What?
You know, in recent years with high school basketball, Tommy, and Rochester getting so good, there are always a few Rochester kids that managed to make the tournament.
Yeah, they're in the system.
You got it. Like last year, Jalen Pickett from Aquinas made a run with Penn State. He's in the NBA right now. There was another couple of kids. Kimmy, I haven't seen any profiles on kids from our area that are in the tournament this year.
Yeah, if there is one in the mix, I haven't heard that story yet.
Yeah, the news would have had it out there by now.
Thank you. I was waiting for it so we could do a fun break room story, and that was the team we were going to
cheer
for.
Usually we'll find at least one.
Yeah.
So there's nobody to root for.
There is literally not a local rooting interest in 68 teams that made the NCAA tournament. Tommy, it seems the closest team to us, if we were going to go by geography, is St. John's in New York City.
So that's Rick Pitino?
Yeah. And that's why
he's got a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could win Coach of the Year. It's the first time St. John's has won the Big East straight up since like 1984.
Would you say 18?
1984.
I don't know how long
I don't think the Big East existed in 1884.
I don't know if we had East back then.
No, it was the Big West.
Going West.
Yeah. But I can't cheer for a Rick Pitino coach team.
Why, you don't like Italians?
I have a theory.
What?
And you can't disprove it. Everyone that's ever worn an all-white suit is a giant douchebag. Like an irredeemable douchebag.
Colonel Sanders?
He did
chicken on the planet?
He shot and killed a guy.
Chairman Mao? Trying to think of
name me a man
wore white suit
in the history of the world that has worn an all-white suit that is not an irredeemable douchebag?
Because white suits were kind of big like back. I'm thinking like Truman and stuff like that.
Name me a single man.
Truman.
All white. I don't think he wore an all-white suit.
I think Truman because he used to vacation in Key West.
I can tell you one country that thinks he's a giant douchebag.
Well, what's the guy going to do?
I'm not saying
it wasn't even his plan.
I'm saying from perspective point,
all right.
not their biggest
no
fan.
No good white suits.
Name one.
Well, I think of Colonel Sanders, Chairman Mao.
Kimmy's Googling. You got nothing. If you wear,
I was known for white suits.
If you have worn an all white suit in your life, there is no redeeming you. You're a douche.
FDR might have worn, because you know, sometimes they wore those kind of outfits back then.
I guess white suits were like a trendy thing on the red carpet maybe last year.
So. Okay, yeah. Who then? Who though, Kimmy? Bill Cosby. Yeah. B. Diddy.
Well, yep, B. Diddy's one of them.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yes. All right.
So I guess my question is this, right? Like, Cuse is out, Bond is out, Kanish is out. No local kids. Rick Pitino's a monster.
Right.
Who the hell are we supposed to be pulling for in upstate New York?
Well, who's like the Cinderella long shot?
I mean, there's a bunch of
There are a lot in the mix this year. Like, there are a lot of teams this year that you probably have never followed in your life, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. I got to Google where they're at.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I told
you'll be looking up where the school's located.
So now that we don't have a local kid, it seems.
Yeah.
I think I'm pulling for Wofford, because I told you last week they have a chubby big man who shoots his free throws granny style.
And that's a Carolina college?
Let's go with that.
I thought we looked it up. It was like in a deep.
Well,
Carolina.
They were in a Carolina conference, like somewhere down there, but I don't know. I think that they're.
So it's like a backwoods college.
I think their mascot's like a St. Bernard, too, which is always fun.
All right, Wolford.
And they're brown. I don't know why I like Bonaventure-colored brown jerseys.
Just they're so ugly, man.
I think that's why I like it.
They look like turds running around. Like,
you going to go play basketball, or are you going to deliver me a package to my front door? I don't know. See, like, moments like this are why having a kid or a sibling go to a big-time college is so beneficial.
Well, yeah, then you're locked in.
Exactly. Like, Kimmy, your dad never went to college, but you went to West Virginia. I mean, they just missed the tournament.
And they've had a good run. Over the years?
Yeah. But for the rest of your life, your dad, despite not having gone to that a school, has a school to pull for.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's still a dick about it. Because, like, he'll still root for other schools over them just because he says, I've always been a fan. I've always been a fan of Oklahoma. Have you, Steve? What tie do you have to Oklahoma?
You have to say his name.
Yeah.
No, like, he'll root for them as long as, like, a team that he claims he's been following his whole life isn't playing them.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
And if they win, though, that's the whoever wins is his team.
Okay. All right. I get it. Well, like, you can't lose, right? You and I didn't go to, like, college.
No.
Right? And this time of year, I always have major FOMO. Because, like, I have buddies. You have buddies. I went to school.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we have a friend of ours who loves Syracuse. Yeah. He's in Syracuse, right? Like, that guy lives for Syracuse sports. And I just don't have that in me.
Yeah. You never latched on to Syracuse, though, just being like, I don't think if I went to a big school, I think I'd be a fan of Syracuse just from going to the games growing up and stuff.
I'll say this.
They were huge when I was a kid, so.
I've been to Syracuse football and basketball games. I always enjoy going to those games. I'll pull from when they're on TV. But, like, when it comes to the passion I have for, like, the Bills or the Sabres, not even close.
Yeah.
Right? I want that passion for a college team. So, like, I think, Tommy, I'm going to be, like, maneuvering my kids towards a big-time college sports program.
You're like the only Irish person I know that isn't like a die-hard Notre Dame fan.
I mean, I watched. I kind of feel.
I hate those guys.
Really. It feels cheap.
Like,
it's like rooting for Duke in the tournament.
No, but it's like, okay, you're Irish. This isn't the mafia, man. Like, you have to worship this team over here.
Yeah, and like, I don't know.
People that will go annually because they're just such big fans, even though they never went.
I would love to go to South Bend to watch
a
game.
Yeah, but it's not like it's religion.
Yeah.
And for these guys, it's religion.
We also know guys that went to Notre Dame. And like, I would feel like a pretty big idiot. Like, yeah, let's go Irish, right? And like, you were there and you did it. That's why you like it. All right, 252 WCMF. I made the statement earlier. We can't cheer for Rick Pitino because every man that's ever worn an all-white suit is an irredeemable douchebag. You couldn't give me somebody.
No, I could not.
Jim's on CMF. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
I got two for you.
What do we got?
Ricardo Montalban and Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Jimmy knows neither of those people. The plane, boss.
Here's the thing, man. Well, now, I am not as familiar as I should be. I mean, I know.
Bro, that TV show went off the air before you were born.
I got it. But let's be real, Jim. They were massive stars in the 70s. You know they got some skeletons, bro.
Especially that little dude had all kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he have
bro, bad. Not bad, bad, but bad.
Bad?
Yeah. Bad for a little dude.
Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so we continue.
All right, we can't find a nice guy in a white suit.
Look, if you can come up with him.
You're either a dictator or a horrible actor.
Yeah. At Duffy on WCMF on Twitter and Instagram, if you can come up with it, who is not an irredeemable douchebag for wearing an all-white suit at support.
Outside of admirals.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Admirals don't count.
I don't know what goes on those destroyers, man.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.